Good morning and welcome to Israel AM for Friday, June 5th, 2020. The Health Ministry reported last night that 118 new cases of coronavirus have been detected in the last 24 hours in various Israeli cities and towns. 87 schools and kindergartens have closed thus far. Daily virus testing has also reached its highest levels. An IDF lieutenant colonel was accidentally shot and wounded by another commander during a live fire exercise at Tse'ilim Army Base in southern Israel on Wednesday evening. The exercise was part of a special officer training course for company and regiment commanders. On Tuesday, the course participants chased after Bedouin youths who tried to steal military equipment from the base and were then surrounded by friends of the thieves and several civilian jeeps. A confrontation erupted between the two parties, and one of the officers fired into the air to cause the group to step back. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, speaking at an online event organized by the Jewish Democratic Council of America, said that an Israeli unilateral annexation of parts of the West Bank, quote, undermines U.S. national security interests, our interests, end quote. Pelosi also criticized the Palestinian leadership and said that she wished they could be better negotiating partners. Former Vice President Joe Biden also has said that he opposes any unilateral Israeli annexation. And finally, business market intelligence company ZoomInfo went public yesterday on NASDAQ and raised $935 million at a company valuation of $8 billion. The company, headquartered in the U.S., has some Israeli co-founders and a development center in Ranana with 150 employees. The company's share price rose 62% on its first day of trading from $21 to $34, giving it a market cap of $13 billion. Thanks for listening. Have a Shabbat Shalom and stay well.